بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of the best of the creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, hurting one's parents immensely, known as uquq, is among the major sins, al-kabair. Allah Ta'ala threatened the one who does it with severe torture in hellfire. This means to harm either or both parents immensely, causing them a lot of pain. Hurting one's parents is unlawful, whether it is severe or light. Among the examples of harming one's parents is to curse or insult them both or either one. Among what is also considered unlawful is if the son obeys his mother in doing injustice to his father, or vice versa. It does not benefit him if he obeyed his mother in a matter that would harm his father, because there should be no obedience to a human by disobeying Allah Ta'ala, the Creator. In summary, helping either parent in doing injustice to the other is sinful. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Which means, Allah orders not to worship except Him and to treat one's parents kindly. If one of them is alive and old, or both are alive and old, do not say off to them and do not address them with harsh words. Be humble and compassionate and address them with nice and gentle words. Allah Ta'ala made it unlawful, haram, to say to one's parents off, which indicates one is bothered by them. Allah Ta'ala ordered one to say to one's parents a generous and gentle saying, more so than when they are old. Also, Allah Ta'ala orders to speak to one's parents in a respectful manner. The torture of the one who hurts one's parents immensely is very great, to the extent that one will not be among the first people to enter paradise. Rather, one will enter it after being tortured. If Allah Ta'ala did not forgive one, this is because it is among the major sins. The following are two ayahs, verses from the Holy Quran that encourage treating one's parents well. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Ayah 14 of Surah Luqman means, Allah urges one to treat one's parents nicely, for one's mother carries one in her womb with all the weakness that she receives from that, and she nurses one up to 2 years. Hence, one needs to be thankful to Allah and thankful to one's parents. Allah Ta'ala also said, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Which means, worship Allah Ta'ala without associating any partner to Him, and treat your parents in a good way. Dear brothers in Islam, the great companion Ibn Abbas said, "Do not flick your clothes next to them, because dust might come on them." The rights of the mother are stressed more than the rights of the father because of how much she suffers during pregnancy and childbirth, and her role in nursing and raising the child. An ayah in the Holy Quran means, Allah Ta'ala ordered one to show kindness to one's parents, for one's mother carries one in pain and gives birth in pain. Once a man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, "Who is most deserving of my good companionship?" "Your mother," replied the Prophet, peace be upon him. "Who next?" the man asked. "Your mother," replied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "Who next?" he asked. "Your mother," replied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. "Who next?" asked the man. "Your father," replied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet, peace be upon him, declared harming parents severely to be a major sin. Both Al-Bukhari and Muslim reported his saying, "Shall I not inform you about the three most major sins?" Those who were present replied, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah." Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Associating partners with Allah and harming parents severely." And as he sat up from the reclining position, he continued and giving a false testimony. He also said, "Three persons shall not be among the first to enter paradise: the one who harms his parents severely, the pimp, and the woman who imitates men in what is specific to them." The Prophet also said, "Allah defers the punishment of the sins He wills to the day of resurrection, except for the sin of harming parents severely, for which Allah punishes the sinner in this life and before death," as reported by Al-Hakim. Dear brothers in Islam, know that no matter how much one was keen to perform the five obligatory prayers, to fast, and to perform similar acts of obedience, if one inflicts immense harm to one's parents by words or deeds, one will not be among the pious Muslims. So be careful to treat your parents right, and be keen to avoid harming them, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.